Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and today, Bezrat Hashem, we're finishing the fourth perek in Maaser Sheni. So right now we're at Mishnah 11. Hamotze clay, the ketuv alav kuf, carbon. If you find a kli, a jug, a jar, a basket, whatever it is, and there is a kuf written on it, we assume that is short for carbon, and whatever is in there belongs to the temple. Mem maser. Mem, we assume it's Meiser. In this case, Meiser Sheni. There's a Kehati who explains there is an opinion we'd be concerned it's Meiser Rishon. However, it seems the Mishnah here, we talk about Meiser Sheni, was more commonly stored. Dalit Demai. Dalit is Demai. As we spoke about, that's produce from an Amaris. We're not sure he took all the tithes. Tes Tevil. That's untithed produce. Tav Truma. That's the Truma Gedola. So why? Shebishat hasakana, in times of danger, and the Rav Bartner here says, shegazer shlekhaim mitzvot, when they were Greek or Roman or even later Babylonian and Persian authorities, and the government was trying to oppress the Jews, and they would make gezerot against even things like tithing, so they would hayukotvin Tav tachat truma. So they would write sort of secret codes. They just put a letter on it, so the authorities wouldn't say, "Hey, you have a basket of meiser there." You say, "No, it's just mem for Moshe," because Rabbi Yossi Omer kulam shmot bnei adam hem. Rabbi Yossi said, if you see a one-letter label on a container, it's just his initials. That's, you know, it's simply kuf is kahat, dalet is Daniel, tet is Tuvia. It's simply his name. You can't assume it's something with a special status. Amar Biyosi, a filu matzachavit, even if you find a barrel, he malay a perot, and it's full of produce, ketuv aleha truma. And there's a label on the barrel, truma, not just tav, truma. Reilu chulin, it's actually chulin if you don't know it's truma. Shani omer, because I say, eshtokod, yesterday, haitu malay a perot, truma. Ufina, yesterday, yeah, it was truma, so they labeled it truma, but fina, they poured out the truma and put in some regular chulin. So Rabbi Yossi is teaching that people do reuse kelim. So recycling and reusing is nothing new. They might have had a truma container, and they just dumped out the truma and used it for something else. So if you don't know for sure it's truma or meiser or the like, you can't assume it is. Now, the Chachamim say if somebody did use his truma container and recycled it to a chulin container, he would cross out or X out or erase somehow that label. Mishnah Yud Betz, HaOmer Livno, somebody says to his son, and this could be a father who's giving an inheritance or telling him, you know, where something is so he can use it properly. Omer Livno, Maaser Sheni B'Zavet Zu. My Maaser Sheni's in that corner of the house, a specific corner. Omotza B'Zavet Acheret. But he finds the produce or the coins in a different corner of the house. You know, he finds the wallet on a different shelf, not the shelf his father said. Hare elu chulin. So what he found is chulin, not maaser, because the father told him the maaser is in a specific place. Haya sham mane umatzav matayim. So if the father said there's a mane, 100 zoos worth of maaser sheni over there, and he went there and he found matayim. Hashar chulin. So yes, the mane, the 100 zoos, that is maaser sheni, but the rest of it, above and beyond, is chulin. Because the father should have known, you know, how much maaser sheni there is. Matayim matzav mane. The father said there's 200 there, and the son found only 100. Hakol maaser. We assume it's all maaser. We don't assume that the 200 got moved and someone put 100 of chulin there in its place. We assume this is what remains of the maaser that was there. Shkoyach harbosai.